Good morning. For devotion this morning, I thought I would read part of Psalm 86. It's a prayer of David, and so I thought I'd read the first 13 verses. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. I think we can probably be like David and feel poor and needy at times. We always need the Lord with us. Verse 2. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. And I'm sure each of us need the Lord daily, and so we just know where David's coming from. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. You know, I don't think that any one of us really have the concept, the mercy of God. No, it is so, so great. He is so plenteous in mercy. Verse 6. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. There are many gods out there to worship, and many people do worship a lot of different gods. Our things can be our gods, and we can worship our things. But there are many gods out there, but there is only one. Only one true God always was and always will be. Verse 9. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is the mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell or from the grave. You know, at times we tend to get discouraged. And we have things happen to us, physical things, you know, other things. But God always wants our praise. You know, we always need to praise him. There's always an element of praise in our hearts. Even if it's the smallest thing, you know, we can always find something to praise God about. And so in the end, you know, it's not about us. It's all about him. And I just thank God that it's all about him and not about us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful day you've brought to us to enjoy. Thank you for our gathering here. Father, I just pray that we would honor and glorify you and give you all the praise and all the honor you deserve, because you deserve all the power. You have all the power. You deserve all our praise and adoration. Pray that you will be with each mother this morning. God, on a special day, just thank you for the mothers in our congregation. And I just, I know there are some of us think of our mothers who have gone on before, but we have many good memories. So we thank you. Thank you for the one who is bringing the message. Thank you for the teachers. And I just pray that you would guide and direct each of us in your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.